Discrepancy in grain size estimation of H$2 ice in the outer solar system and the interstellar medium, by Emrene Hall. Widespread detection of amorphous and crystalline water, H2O, ice in the outer solar system bodies and the interstellar medium has been confirmed over the past decades. Radiative transfer models, RTMs, are used to estimate the grain sizes of H2O ice from near-infrared, near, wavelengths. Wide discrepancies in the estimation of H2O ice grain size on the Saturnian moons, Hansen, 2009, as well as nitrogen, N2, and methane, CH4, ices on Kuiper belt objects have been reported owing to different scattering models used, Emrene and Chevrier, 2022. We assess the discrepancy in the grain size estimation of H2O ice at a temperature of 15, 40, 60, and 80 K, amorphous, and 20, 40, 60, and 80 K, crystalline, relevant to the outer solar system and beyond. We compare the single scattering albedos of H2O ice phases using the Mie theory, Mie, 1908, and Hartke approximation models, Hartke, 1993, from the optical constant at near wavelengths, 1 to 5. This study reveals that the Hartke approximation models, Hartke slab and internal scattering model, ISM, predict grain size of the crystalline phase, overall, much better compared to the amorphous phase at temperatures of 15 to 80 K. However, the Hartke slab model estimates much approximate grain sizes, in general, to that of the Mie model's prediction, while ISM exhibits a higher uncertainty. We recommend using the Mie model for unknown spectra of outer solar system bodies and beyond in estimating H2O ice grain sizes. While choosing the approximation model for employing RTMs, we recommend using a Hartke slab approximation model over the internal scattering model. This was discrepancy in grain size estimation of H$2 ice in the outer solar system and the interstellar medium, by Emrene Hall.